This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan and Venus.
Oh, wonder what it's like in Lisbon, Portugal.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough. That was Sea of Flags. That was the first song Jessica Melboy sung at Eurovision, wasn't it?
But not the last.
Not the last, because she's ready to sing it up. Now, we were having a chat because we were thinking it would be a great idea if we play the last song of the day, we play your favourite song from this year's Eurovision pick on the air.
So send your messages in. And we've got a message now from...
Because we were talking about Israel, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. And guess what? The message is from John, Melbourne Rubber Man, and he thinks Israel is a winner. Yes, I agree with you. Thanks, Dean, for hosting the Eurovision fundraiser for Rainbow Railroad a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You raised $685 to help rescue LGBTIQ people at risk of torture, imprisonment or death in their home countries by relocating them to safe countries. And there's going to be another fundraiser on the 7th of July. Amazing.
That's absolutely wonderful. That was from John Cheshire. And that is an absolutely fantastic organisation.
It's so
important.
And I agree with you. Israel is a winner, darling.
It absolutely is. So right now, Israel's in the lead. Oh, Dylan, do you have another option?
As first speaker of the negative team, I contend that there is a better song, and I'm not going to lie.
Is it
to
the
you,
one about learning how to write a song?
Hot.
Okay, that's foreshadowing. Yes. to use the terminology for the cool kids use, Mikolas from the Czech Republic is pure snack. He is delicious. Yeah, he's very gorgeous.
You can't just judge a Eurovision song based on the hotness because there's
if
full
it's
of,
catchy
full of
and they're
people.
Hot. Like last year, Nathan Trent from the country that he resides in and lives in, he was attractive and he was running on air.
The running on air was quite funny. So, I mean, I do love many of the gimmicks and attractiveness is always a good part of that. So are crazy outfits, which makes Eurovision fun. Speaking of crazy outfits.
Yeah, I was going to say, I said earlier you have a tan.
Oh, so I thought you were just talking about the fact that on the weekend maybe I got a bit of sun.
No, you have a bit of a tan. What type of tan?
A calf tan!
I just, you know, you and your dad jokes. The puns are here. That's right. I'm wearing a caftan and I'm wearing a turban.
Amazing, guys.
In a bit of fabulous flair. But really, it was because I was looking on Instagram and you were looking gorgeous in a caftan, Venus.
So, guys, yesterday I wore a caftan.
They're so comfortable, aren't they?
And I walked into the studio today and I see Dean in this gorgeous pink, bright pink caftan with a rainbow. Mm-hmm. What's that called on your head?
Turban. Yeah.
With a rainbow turban on his head and he looks so cute. Get onto my Instagram story and have a look because I've got him on there.
Exactly. Because I'm not going to be outdone by Venus. It doesn't mean every week I'm going to look at what she's wearing and try to beat it. But I've got caftans in the cupboard, so any excuse.
How do you know I put a challenge for you every week?
Oh,
I've put two challenges so far. Challenge and that just came up as a fluke. And then the caftan challenge. That was a fluke too.
Exactly.
So let's see what I do next week.
Well, what I'm hoping we can throw at Dylan is the collar challenge because Dylan has this whole thing now where he's not wearing any collars on any of his shirts. And during winter, I think that's a little bit crazy.
I've got a blanket scarf, which is a scarf the size of a blanket.
I noticed your gorgeous haircut.
Thank you. It's like compliment half hour. Send in your compliment.
They just can't see us. You see, we're just here complimenting you.
In fact, you should message us in and let us know which Eurovision song you want us to end the show on today because the entire show is full of Eurovision tracks from yesteryear.
We have a special guest.
Oh, we do. Hello, Davide. How are you?
Hello. I get a feeling I'm not that special because I'm in all the time.
You are. You're a part of the Mad Wednesday crew. We love having you
on. And
you
had the applause with the fanfare.
Yes.
Not everyone gets that.
Oh, good. Yes.
Have you been loving the tunes tonight?
No.
Oh, my God. There's hesitation.
No. Were you last week?
Are you not a Eurovision fan?
I'm a Eurovision agnostic. I believe there could be a Eurovision, but until I see proof and experience the joy of Eurovision. I wish I got it because I can see.
You just don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been listening to the music of the past and you haven't kind of gone, oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah, it has been fun, yeah. 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 Yeah.
But you just don't get it.
No.
Other music. Are you a fan of Janelle Monáe?
I am, yes.
Her Dirty Computer album. Now, you read through all of the entries. Painstaking job. Mm. Can you announce who has won?
Yes.
I'm about to put it up on my Instagram as well, guys, with a picture of Dylan holding the CD.
When you need to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
The winner is...
Someone say
Me. Oh, it's not me, but it's me to announce the winner. It's Chloe from Craigie in Western Australia.
Oh, yay!
And Chloe's not a new member to Joy. She joined up a few weeks ago.
Oh,
so
yay!
It's exciting. And I think she's moving to Melbourne so she can get Joy via the radio, not via the internet, so she can walk
well,
around
and listen
to Joy. She can
always put
it
on her iPhone and her phone. She can still walk around and do it.
Yes.
So congratulations, Chloe. That is such a fantastic CD, thanks to Warner Music, that we've got to give away. It's so great.
And you can see Dylan holding it for you on my story.
I'm often holding it, so it's good to
you
have
you are often holding it.
You know, we've also done...
Now I'm getting into this with you.
That's true.
So, Davide, you are our jury. You're the Richard Wilkins of our Eurovision music jury. Do you prefer a song? Should we convince him which song to play?
Okay, yeah. I think you both need to describe like the song as best you can. Okay. You've got to pitch them. Okay. Pitch them to Davide.
All right, so I'll pitch Israel. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Israel is, it's got a funky tune. The singer is brilliant. And it's kind of empowering. It's one of those revenge songs where, you know...
And it's kind of beatboxy music that you think is not real, but she does it all from her mouth. It's amazing.
Yeah, but it's really like, you know, real revenge, empowering. Don't sit there and cry about someone that you've lost. Get your SHIT together and move on.
Whereas my one will make you moister than an oyster.
But why will it make you moister?
Because he's attractive. He's a good singer.
But we're on the radio, Dylan. So how is he going to be able to look at him? Because he can only hear the song.
Yeah, but true. But then you can Google later.
So what are we
going to
go for?
Which one?
Oh, well, if it's an oyster, I can't do oyster.
Oh, bloody.
Because I'm a vegan. So I'll have... And Israel have good falafel, so I'm going to go with Israel.
It's Israel all the way.
It's Israel all the way.
There we are. Venus is the winner, and so am I, because I wanted Israel as well. And you know what? We've just gotten a message in saying we just had 2G before on air, and they were so excited to hear 2G on the radio. It's one of their favourite Eurovision songs. This is Sean from Fitzroy North, and it absolutely says that it didn't deserve to come last. Has Eric Saad been on yet? We have had Eric, haven't we? We had that, I think, been on yet. Well, now, you've got the list. I'm not sure what's going on.
Eric Saad. Sure.
Well, there. So yay. We've had lots of Eurovision tracks the whole way through today.
And Israel won.
And Israel won, which means it's... Are we playing it now or the final song of the show?
This is the final song.
Really?
Let's play it. Come right. on.
Let's yeah. do it. Hit it.
Havana Ranana. Let's do it.
Let's
come on.
Let's do it.
This is Toy by Netta on Joy. Mad Wednesday.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise, I will teach ya. Pum pum po, pum pum po. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My mama says leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid just like you're smart. Divine, and he's about to regret. He's a buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up.
listening to Dean, Dylan and Venus on Mad Wednesday. This is Joy.
It is.
I'm sure...
Oh,
do you want to turn on...
Yeah. Everyone but yours.
I'm sure we could have squeezed in one more song.
Oh.
Surely. No, there's no luck. We have no time.
No time, but that was fantastic.
That is the song that everyone thinks is going to win, and I think it's a good one.
I'm not your toy.
Yeah. You were loving that, weren't you, Davide?
Oh, yes, I was. I did enjoy it, yes.
Well, I hope you've all enjoyed this fabulous Eurovision show that we have done here on Mad Wednesday. We've had an absolutely great time, and of course we'll be back next week.
We will.
Yes,
ciao
we
for
will.
Now.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You could take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI events. Help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Go clothes shopping for Venus. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Do it now. Help this Joy podcast grow. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.